Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Why would someone leave a successful career to move to another state? What would motivate a person to go to school, to go back to school to earn an MBA while still working full-time? Born and raised in Hawaii, Tom Kaser graduated from Punahou School, earned his degree in political science from the University of Hawaii. He became a Christ follower while in college. After a successful career in public relations and marketing, he moved to Denver, Colorado. God led him and was with him on that journey. Tom is with us today to testify of how God has blessed him and how God blesses us as we trust in him. Before we go any further, we pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to the one who loves you and knows you. In spite of what you might be facing right now, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. In Christ who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away, my friend. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. I ask, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Would you do it? Tom Kaser is married to Sarah. They have a daughter, Kayla Mahialani. The Kasers are active in their church, Calvary Chapel, South Denver. Sarah and Kayla work in the Sunday school, and Tom leads a home fellowship Bible study. Tom, welcome to our show.
Aloha.
Tom, where did you grow up in Hawaii, and tell us what it was like growing up there?
Well, I was born and raised in Honolulu, and grew up on Oahu, East Oahu side, over near Kalani High School. And growing up in Hawaii was incredible. It's a beautiful place, as we all know. Incredible beaches and surfing. I learned how to surf when I was about 8 or 9 and played soccer and enjoyed the outdoors and, you know, and also just the incredible, beautiful cultures of Hawaii and, you know, the food and the music that, you know, as an adult, I've grown to appreciate more. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed growing up in Hawaii, even though I did have adversity as well.
Who influenced you most, Tom, in your growing up years?
Oh, boy. You know, I'd say several people. There was a friend that I knew as a Christian who was older than me that was influential in my life. But my Hanai mom, Suzanne Maurer, who was is a very strong Christian, when I was coming to Christ, which was kind of a great period of time, she influenced me, and I remember her pointing me to ministries and churches, and we would load up in her VW van on Sunday nights and go hear Ralph Moore at Hope Chapel in Kaneohe. But also, when I was a student at University of Hawaii, I met some Christians, and they were having this Ultimate Frisbee Saturday at the UH campus. And I had a friend that was a part of this campus ministry called InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And I decided to go to this Ultimate Frisbee thing. God was
working in my life. I had accepted Christ, but I was still kind of not in a implanted in a church or in fellowship, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to this Ultimate Frisbee game day. This is 1986 in the fall. And really had a good time. And I just noticed how much peace and joy these people had. There was just something that struck me about them. And this was something that I wanted. This was a vulnerable time in my life. I had a lot of questions and uncertainties, and I was struggling with destructive habits. They then invited me to, some of them invited me to go to this church called Calvary Chapel Honolulu. And I checked it out, and I liked it. They had special activities. I mean, they had concerts coming. They had this Christian rock guy come one time called Daryl Mansfield. And he played the harmonica, and I was just learning to play harmonica. That really ministered to me. Like, wow, Christian rock? I didn't know there was such a thing. And Bill Stonebreaker, the pastor of that church, really taught the Bible clearly and expositionally in a way I could understand it. And that was really the beginning of me walking with Christ, is the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship and Calvary Chapel Honolulu.
I noticed that you're still connected with Calvary there in Denver, Colorado.
Yes, yes. I go to Calvary Chapel, South Denver. Pastor Gino Geraci, another great Bible teacher, and I teach a home fellowship on Friday nights. And it's just a real blessing that now, you know, so many people, Christians, have taught me. Now I can teach others, but it's very inductive Bible study. And we go around and discuss whatever, you know, the book of the Bible we're going through, and we pray for one another. And that's been a real growth for me spiritually, is doing what God has called me to do.
You mentioned a vulnerable time in life and those early college years. It's not uncommon for people in that season of life to be vulnerable. Someone reached out to you. Of course, you mentioned Suzanne. Oh, what a blessing to have her as a Hanai mom. By the way, for our listeners that might not know what a Hanai mom is, can you explain what that is?
It's like a, it's not your blood mother, but it's a mentoring mother figure in Hawaii, almost like an aunt. Someone that supports you, that treats you like their own child, and you can treat them like they're your mother. Even though they're not your mother. And I still have a good relationship with my mother and my father. But Suzanne is very passionate about Christ, and she's an incredible woman of faith. And she's been involved in so many types of ministries. And having a Christian Hanai mom is even better, if that makes sense.
So in this vulnerable time, Tom, Christ met you. Someone today might be going through their own vulnerable moments. What would you say to, let's say, take a few moments back, take a few steps back to those college reflect on your college years. Say something to someone going to college or through a transition. How does that relate with them today?
Yeah, the reason I think I went through that vulnerability and those trials of times of loneliness, fair-weather friends, struggling with bad habits, is God allowed that. He allowed me to come into this desert of where can I turn? And I need something, some power that's going to help me overcome these tough times I'm in. In fact, I need something supernatural. That is when you can do several things. For one, start praying to God and say, please reveal yourself to me. Because I wasn't sure if I was a Christian or a Buddhist or a Hare Krishna or what. I didn't know what exactly I was. I said, God, reveal yourself. If it's Jesus Christ who I need to follow, reveal that. And also, start fellowshipping with other Christians who can teach you the Bible. Start with little clumps of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Learn about Jesus Christ, what he's teaching for your life and for salvation and eternal destiny. And start praying. And also important, really important, fellowship. Find a church that's balanced, that teaches the Word of God, and where you can grow spiritually. And God will just become real to you. As you get into the Word of God, the Word of God will get into you and start transforming you into the person of Jesus Christ.
Because oh, I like
our
way,
worst enemy is ourselves.
I like we the way you say it. I like the way you say it, Tom. Get a hold of the Word of God, and let the Word of God get a hold of you. That is, I like the visual of that.
Yeah.
Being grasped, not only grasping the Word, but letting the Word grasp you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do talk about believing. Well, there's a part too. When I think about saying, "Hey, let's believe in God. Let's believe in Lord. Let's trust God." There's also another part where sometimes it's important for us, as we grow in our faith, to ask ourselves the question, or maybe ask one another the question. Hey, Tom asked Danny. Hey, Danny, can God? You trust God, but can God trust you? And as we grow in our faith, and as the Word of God grabs hold of us, transformation takes place.
Exactly.
Tom Kaser Jr. is with us today from Denver, Colorado. Hey, I'm here in Boston, Massachusetts. We're connected in Honolulu, Hawaii. And this program is broadcast from one side of the nation to the other side of the nation. And God is using Tom to bring hope to your life today. And if you are going through a time where you have doubt, you're questioning, you feel a little bit off balance, or maybe way off balance, or maybe you've tipped over, Christ can bring you back. And when he brings you back, he'll bring you back new. If you turn to him and trust him, put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. More from Tom Kaser Jr. when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Tom Kaser was going through a vulnerable time. He was in college at the University of Hawaii. And an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship group reached out to him, and also Calvary Chapel of Honolulu there in Hawaii connected with him. And he came across a recording artist, a harmonica player, a vocalist, a songwriter by the name of Daryl Mansfield. Couldn't believe that someone could play that kind of music, particularly the harmonica. And God even used that to connect him to Christ and to begin to develop in him what has become a vibrant faith in relationship with the Lord Jesus. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Tom Kaser Jr. is with us today from Denver, Colorado, and sharing heart to heart about his life in Christ and what difference Jesus has made in and through him. You know, I'm going to ask him, I'm going to try to convince him if he's able, willing to share his musical gifts with us. Yeah, the harmonica in a moment. But he did something that is rather unusual after he graduated from college. He was very successful in the business world. I mean, he did something in the middle of all that. Tom Kaser, what happened after you graduated? What business were you in? And then let's go and talk a little bit about a change that took place in your life.
After I graduated from college?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started on a career in public relations. I had worked in the news business, and my father was a news journalist in Honolulu for many, many years. So I did that, worked for a small PR firm, and then I got on with Crazy Shirt. In their advertising group, and God blessed me in that job for 3 years, and doing PR and advertising for that company. And during that time after college, you know, having gone through InterVarsity Christian Fellowship in college and being built up in my faith through the teaching of the Word at Calvary Chapel Honolulu, now I was out in the working world and saying, God, okay, what else? What should I do now? And the Lord put it on my heart to start a college career fellowship, Christian fellowship within Calvary Chapel Honolulu. And I prayed about it, and actually my pastor let me come up on stage during the service and just share with the body of what I was doing. I was starting this college career fellowship. I had never really extensively taught a Bible study. I had done a little bit with the youth group there, but this was a faith testing of me. God was testing me to step out in faith. And I shared with the body, I said, I'm starting this college career group. Whoever wants to come, we're going to meet next Monday night. Well, 13 kids showed up that first night. I was just amazed. And I started teaching through the Word. We met on Monday night, and God was just real. And students came who were in college, and God used me in that way.
Now, as he used, what did he do in the lives of those college kids?
Oh, it was great, because they themselves were kind of new to church and didn't know the Word of God that as much. Some knew, some did, but some did not. And they became more mature in their faith from the teaching of the Word and us praying to one another, praying with one another, to have the Holy Spirit in our lives and to become more like Christ. And we grew in relationships and love for one another. And God brought me these great leaders, Mel and Brendan, and that was incredible.
What brought about the move from Hawaii to Denver, Colorado?
There, I noticed God was kind of closing doors. And there came a point, I was 28 years old. I wanted to be married, but I wasn't meeting the right woman. I felt stagnated in some ways. I felt like I needed a change. And I sensed God was closing doors in Hawaii and calling me to go to the mainland. And I kind of looked, I considered different parts, but just Denver, Colorado appealed to me. I wanted some change, some seasons, and I wanted to see how God could use me up there. Mm-hmm. So I had a great job, but I just said, Lord, I'm taking a step of faith. I gave my notice in that job, and I moved to Denver, bought a one-way ticket, and started doing temporary work and for a few weeks. And then after a few months, I got a permanent job back in public relations and marketing. And but I got plugged into a Calvary Chapel up there and started a singles group Bible study on Friday nights in my apartment. So I'm just going to kind of pick off where I was before and do what God has called me to do, which is do a home fellowship Bible study in my own home for singles, because I was single. And God blessed that. I developed relationships with those people. And I knew God was, he was teaching me to wait on him and to not be in a relationship just yet. Wait till he brings the right woman in my life. And after 1 year I had been in Denver, a little over 1 year, I was at a singles Bible study on a Friday night. A friend of mine named Mark came to this home fellowship, and he brought a coworker with him. Her name was Sarah. And they both walked into the living room of where this house was, of where this singles group was. And Danny, right when I saw this woman, she was beautiful. And she was strawberry blonde. And I just wanted to marry her. Or I sensed that
you knew
God was going to have us be married. I mean, I didn't want to marry her right then. But I just sensed something different about this woman, and she was beautiful and special and kind and sweet. And I just played it cool for a couple months. We were friends. And then I called up Sarah one night and asked her if she wanted to go ice skating. And she said, I'd love to. And I said, wow, that's awesome. So God, you're kind of in this. So we went ice skating and we just hit it off. There was good chemistry. And we talked, we went out for coffee afterwards, and then I took her home, and that was the beginning of our dating relationship.
So there you are. You just up and left. You up and left Hawaii. You felt doors were closing,
mm-hmm.
And you bought a one-way ticket, man. That you sort of glossed over it. I wanted to pause there, but, you know, the story was so good. I wanted you to, you know, keep going at the same time. But where did you get the strength? People listen to you and they might be thinking, I wish I could do that. I wish I had that much faith. What an inspiration, but that's for someone else.
Yeah.
What if someone today is feeling like they're on the cuspice of a possible change, but they just can't seem to take that step. What would you say?
Yeah,
to them?
I would say, in all, there are things we want in life. You know, we want there's desires of our heart we want. In Psalm 37:4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." And I've had a desire in my heart to leave Hawaii, to go to the mainland, and just start a new life and explore living in with seasons and, you know, other career opportunities. That was the desire of my heart. I said, God, I want to trust you in this. We also need to know that in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, God says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And I said, God, if you're in this, you are going to bless it. And it was a big, bold step move. And my friends in Hawaii were going, wow, you sure you don't want to do this? Move to Colorado. It's cold up there. And you got all your family and friends here. Well, God was in it. And I just sensed, and God was in it, even though it wasn't totally easy right when I got there. It took some time to find full-time permanent employment. I did temporary jobs, and and one job would be 1 week or 2 days. And I just had to depend on God. And we were still, this was 1993, the U.S. economy was still in a recession.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but in the midst of that, Tom, you did it, recession. It seems like, I think about that passage in Isaiah, how God talks about his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He moves in ways that are sometimes contradictory to the way that we normally think things should go or we should go. It's a contrarian type of viewpoint. But you were honest with yourself. I think there's a snippet there. I think when we talk about truth, veritas, God is truth. God also wants us to be truthful with ourselves, to really look in and in a sense, look in. And as we look in with the eyes of the Lord, just call it what it is. And there's a truth even in saying what you want. What is it deep down inside that we want? Then we can know, okay, if that's the desire of our heart, if God has placed that there and we can identify it, we can begin to see the Lord by his Spirit manifesting his direction in our lives.
Exactly. And what's crucial, Danny, is going back to Psalm 37, is delight yourself in the Lord and make sure that your desires of your heart are pleasing to him.
Mm.
What you ask of God is pleasing to him. Because when we ask of God something, when we ask God for something and we're saying, God, I want this to be honoring to you and one that you'd be happy with, that's something he'll honor. If we're asking for something of God that dishonors God or disobeys God, he's probably not going to give it to us. Or maybe he'll allow us to just go get it in our own way, and then that brings destruction, though, because it's not of God.
That frames it. That frames it so well, as it has needed to be framed. Tom, do you have your harmonica with you?
I certainly do.
Okay. When we come back, I'm going to ask you to pick that up and give us a taste. Let our ears at least turn our ears into taste buds, so to speak, and allow us to taste the goodness of what God has done. Stemming back all the way from Daryl Mansfield there at Calvary Chapel.
I have played on worship teams as well with my harmonica as well.
Okay, when we come back, I want you to give a little background of the song that you chose and what it means to you and what it will mean to our listeners. You see, here, as we go into our break, we want you to know, dear one, as you listen to Tom Kaser Jr. today, that God, in his grace, has set this time up for you to know that, yes, no, this is not just something whimsical, it's not by chance, but where you are in your life at this moment, God is there to meet you. You might feel as though you're on the threshold of a breakthrough. You might feel like a breakthrough is a mile away or even further. And you're really down right now, discouraged, maybe in some ways contemplating thoughts that you never thought you'd think about. The Lord sends Tom Kaser to be with us to remind you, our friend, there is always hope. My friend, hope. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, the soothing sounds. Oh, the inspirational sounds. Oh, the harmonic sounds of a harmonica. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Our guest today, Tom Kaser from Denver, Colorado. Tom is a lover of the harmonica, and God has blessed him with an ability to convey the sweet sounds that he's able to produce. But there's meaning behind it because of what he's gone through in his life and how the Lord has worked in him and through him. Even so today, not only as a business person, as a father, as a family man, as a man of God in church, his ministry, Tom Kaser is with us today. Tom, the harmonica, will you play for us?
I certainly will. And one thing I want to say is grace is getting what we don't deserve. And God gives us things we don't deserve by his grace. Jesus Christ died on the cross as an act of grace. He didn't have to do that. We didn't deserve it, but he did it. And I'm just amazed at his grace. So I'm going to play Amazing Grace, and then I'll just kind of go into a little blues riff. How's that?
Sounds good. Go for it.
All right, here we go.
Tom Kaser, thank you for sharing that. Hey, when you feel frustrated, when you feel challenged, how does an instrument like the harmonica, how does God use that to help you recalibrate in your own life?
Well, in Psalm 150, it says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll just get out my harmonica and play some praise songs to him when I might be down or I just want to praise him. And it uplifts my soul and the spirit honors that. And I've actually played in worship teams in churches that I've gone to, and God's used me to play the harmonica and bring people into a state of worship with him.
Tom, you did something when you moved from Hawaii to Colorado. You went on for further schooling. You got your MBA. How did you do that? I mean, full-time and then going back to school? How was that manageable?
This was another point in my life where God was closing doors, like back in 1993 when I was in Honolulu. And at that time it was the high tech bust, and I had done several PR jobs in high tech, and I had gone through a couple layoffs, and God, I sensed, was closing the door. And so what I did, I actually was working full time at the time, a job that was really a pay the bills job, and was not my ideal job, but praise the Lord that God provided this job. It was a call center job. And I just sensed I needed to sharpen myself and get some higher education, because I had to decide to go into some other type of work where there was a demand. So I kind of had sales in the back of my mind, but I thought, well, I want to understand the business world. I want to learn more about marketing and accounting, finance, information technology, business law, all those disciplines of business. So I just took a step of faith and enrolled at the University of Phoenix, and because they had a program tailored for working adults. I enrolled in the MBA program, and I took my first class, and I really enjoyed it. It was at night, so I could work full-time in the day, and I did pretty good in that class, and then I just took another class, and that class was over, and I took another class, and after 2.5 years, I earned my MBA with an emphasis in marketing, and I had to depend on God so much for that, because working full-time and going to school really is demanding. It takes a lot out of you mentally and physically, emotionally, and it was trial and error, and, you know, the accounting and the finance didn't come to me naturally, but the marketing classes did. And that's where I thought, you know, I'm going to try sales after I graduate. So the Lord led me to my first sales job, which was phone sales. And it was hard to learn, but God just gave me that incredible drive and work ethic as I trusted him and stayed in the Word every day and prayed and fulfilled my purpose that he called me to do. And after 2 years of that job, which I was successful at, I was recruited to an outside sales job where you're not in a in a call center, you're out talking to people on appointments. And that was selling Yellow Pages and digital marketing. And God blessed me in that for 4 years. In fact, two of those years, I made the President's Club trip, which meant you have to be in like the top 8th percentile nationwide to earn the trip, where you get to, you and a guest get to go to a tropical resort on the company's dime. And I was able to take my wife to Cancun, Mexico 1 year, and the following year was to the Bahamas.
Tom, you have been able to do something that's not it's not natural, it's not easy for people to do. You're able to do the hard thing. Whatever the hard thing is in front of you, you've been able to engage that. That's not something that comes naturally for people. I want to go in there and take a few moments to just explain that, because I think if people, and I'll put myself in there too, if we are able to learn from people like yourself, like you, our lives as followers of the Lord could be used with a greater level of capacity, broadened capacity, and more power. How do you do it? The challenge, the hard thing.
First, you have to depend on God every day. Before you start your day, get out the Bible, read one or two chapters, study it, pray, meditate, ask God to speak to you what he's trying to teach to you in that particular chapter.
Now, Tom,
or verse.
Somebody might be listening and saying, wait a minute. I want to hear, you know, give me a motivational talk. I mean, you know, I've seen it on YouTube. I've listened to some people at conferences or some snippets here and there. But now you, Tom Kaser, are telling me to spend time in the morning, read the Bible, study the Bible. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The Bible says that he knows how many strands of hairs is on our head. The Bible says that he knows how many grains of sand are on the beach. That, like, let's say Makapu Beach. No one in the world knows that. But God is all-knowing, all-powerful, omniscient, omnipresent. If he can raise Jesus from the dead and create the world and part the Red Sea and shut the mouths of lions that Daniel was against in the lion's den, he can help you with your career. He can help you with that tough job, that tough boss, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we must depend upon him. Does that make sense?
So Tom, you've had moments when you've felt discouraged at work, when you were doing phone sales?
Yes.
You've even worked with some points of tension with coworkers, maybe with a supervisor or boss.
You've gone
through those times?
Yes.
And this is what you talk about, spending time in the Word in the morning. God has used that to help you through and to help you prevail?
Absolutely, because those tough things that God allows to come into our life drives us to our knees. And we should be praying and in the Word, but also have other Christians around us pray for us. Like at church, have your pastor pray for you. Have other Christians, elders, leaders pray for you. You know, I've had people pray for me when my sales are down. And God does wonderful things. And we need to also know that, you know, in life, the hard road gets easier and the easy road gets harder. So if we take the easy road, which is not praying and not depending on God, and just kind of slough off in life and go with the flow and wherever the wind's blowing and not have direction, well, your life's going to get harder because you're not doing the things that are going to get you somewhere. But if you do the hard thing, praying in the Word, really applying yourself in your job, and for me in sales, I had to make those prospecting cold calls and stay a little after 5 sometimes, or even do it on a Saturday. Go the extra mile. God's going to honor that, and you're going to see how you're going to reap what you've sown in your job, and you're going to have good results. Does that make sense?
Tom Kaser, I like the way you say it. The hard road gets easier, and the easy road gets harder. Let's take a break for a moment. When we come back, I'd like for you to share. Maybe you've shared so many scriptures, and they flow out of you like fresh water, dear brother, coming from a deep well, a deep reservoir. And not only that, you have applied the word to your life. Or shall I say, God, by his amazing grace, has enabled you to do that. And now your life is bearing much, much fruit. Dear friend, the hard road gets easier. The easy road gets harder. But we're believing that God will pour out his grace on you, on me, on us, to do the hard thing that's right in front of us, but not on our own, but by the strength of the Lord, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So God sends Tom Kaser to remind us today. He'll remind us more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
There are times when God brings people into our lives to inspire us. But the inspiration is substantial. They're just not saying some high-sounding words or some fanciful sayings, but there is substance behind it because their lives have gone through the challenges that they've had to work through and also see the manifestation of God's mighty power, the manifestation of God's grace, and it becomes reachable, it becomes accessible, it becomes something that we too can experience. Tom Kaser, our guest today, has been sharing, and just like that, and I've been moved, and I hope you have as well. Tom, As we close our program today, begin to close our program, what would you say today to someone who is just facing a very daunting challenge right now?
Just know that what Jesus said, that with God all things are possible. And if God can part the Red Sea and quench the fiery flames from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel, and if he can, you know, heal people, he can help you with your trials. And God is huge. God is the God of the universe, and he's powerful. And if he's that powerful, he can help you with your little problems here on earth, if that makes sense. Also, what's so crucial when you're going through tough times is to really be in fellowship with other Christians, because everybody goes through tough times, and those Christians are probably going through tough times or have already, and they know the victory, how to have victory over those tough times, and they can encourage you. And in Hebrews 10:23, it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." So we need to continue to meet with each other in fellowship, and break bread, read the word, pray, and we have the hope that the day of Jesus Christ is coming. There will come a day when we see him face to face. That's our hope, and our trials here are just temporary. They will eventually fade away. Does that make sense?
What if someone today, Tom, you know, it resonates what you're saying. It makes sense to them. But then there's this part of them that feels and thinks, maybe overthinks, thinks too much about the shame that they might feel if they confide in someone, or let's say they are a part of a small group or a Bible study, and the people at the group don't really know who they are. They kind of know them, but they don't really know what's going on the inside, because they haven't opened up, they haven't revealed, and they don't feel a freedom to do that for some reason. What would you say in that respect?
Well, maybe it just needs to be one other church leader, maybe not in that big group or that small group. If you don't feel comfortable with those groups of people, try and find an elder or a pastor to meet one-on-one. But ultimately, it is God who's going to help you. Mm. God is your ultimate advocate and helper. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And if you pray out to him, pray to him, he's going to answer your prayers in time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say also that I'm in sales. I've been in sales since 2004. And I've been through times when my sales are slow, and I cry out to God, and I just put it at his feet. And by gosh, you know, over time, the sales come in. And I go to myself, well, that wasn't me. That was God. And there's times when I'm going to go into a very high-profile sales appointment, feeling nervous, and I come out of that, and God is winking at me, going, "See, you trusted me. I was in it. I blessed it." And then I get that sale, and I'm like, wow, that was beyond me. That was God. Wow. Does that make sense?
I'm hearing you. It's resonating with me. It's reverberating inside me.
Yeah, and that's how we need to do it with those things.
I believe in our listeners too. Yeah.
Yeah, and those, going back to what you said about, I don't feel comfortable sharing it with that group of people in my fellowship, put it at God's feet, because he is the ultimate person. And when he comes through for you, that's when he becomes real. And then you want to put it at that next trial, you want to put at his feet again, because you can look back at those milestones and remember him, just like the Israelites who passed through the Red Sea and then brought them up onto dry land, and then he drowned the Egyptian army behind them. that's something they could look back on as a milestone. It's like, well, God delivers through that, delivered us through that. He can deliver us through other things.
Tom, I want you.
Your faith.
I want you. I'm cutting in right now because I want you. I don't want to let this go by without you praying. Can you pray for us? Pray for our listener.
Yeah. Let me pray right now. Dear God, you know the people listening to this radio broadcast, and you have provided my life. You have supernaturally brought me out of trials and tribulations and destructive relationships, destructive habits. Please, God, do the same to these people. May they reach out to you, God. May they pray in Jesus' holy name. May they read your word and find a church that honors your word and follow the person of Jesus Christ for what he is. And may you just make yourself known to them, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, dear God. And may you bless all the listeners in Jesus Christ's holy name right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Tom, you've ministered to us the hard things. The road gets easier when you do the hard things and harder when you do the easy things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And to bring it to prayer. Sometimes, brother, I need that reminder. Sometimes I try to take things on my own. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, but let me speak up first. And as we do when we are reminded to pray, oh, how we've missed out on the resources of the Lord and trying to carry the burden by ourselves.
Amen. But
you have been a conduit today of God's blessing. And I thank you for sharing your valuable time with us, sharing your heart, sharing your life. Tom Kayser, thank you.
Thank you, Danny. And God bless you and God bless your listeners.
Dear one, I hope indeed that you were moved today, even as I was, by the story, by the testimony, by the ministry of Tom Kayser. You know, there is no better time than right now, as I typically say, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you as we have today. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got our presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Tom Kayser. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.